season ticket to the promised land. And I do this for a living, mister, don't you understand that I'm dancing?
Oyster Band, dancing as fast as I can. Well, I've got to get out of here. Generation Annihilation is coming up next. I'll leave you with a quick song from Fred Eaglesmith's Tinderbox album, Chain Gang. We will see you tonight at the fireworks, tomorrow night at St. James Hall with Fred Eaglesmith. Thanks for listening. Have a great long weekend.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Are you fed up with those same boring old records? Do you need something to brighten up your record collection? Well, the Toy Dolls' first LP is still on sale, and it sounds better than ever. Remember this one? It's Nelly! Hey, Nelly! Nelly's on the first LP, you know. Boom! We've put it out as a brand new single as well. It's excellent.
What about Dougie?
Oh, yeah, Dougie's on it. Listen! Dougie Gyro! You remember Dougie? And just for all you Crossroads fans, Greta and the Test Tube Baby! And not forgetting Blue Suede Shoes!
Show, go, don't you slip on
this is
switches.
The fastest version in the world! So fast, it'll give you a backache! Uh-oh, it's Fiery Jack!
If you do get a backache, and you feel you have to reach for the first aid, not that bad with a backache.
Backache.
If you see it in you fiery Jackie, stay away.
Yes, the Toy Dolls' first LP, Dig That Groove, Baby, is still in the shops. For babies, granddads, great babies and great granddads. Available in your record shop now.
How much is it like?
$4.25 or thereabouts.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Generation Annihilation. Nope, my name is not Aaron. My name is Frank. I'm normally the host of Rumbletone Radio Agogo here on CITR Wednesday afternoons, but this is Show Swap Week here on CITR. So for the next hour, it's my version of Aaron's great show, Generation Annihilation. And, you know, suppose you were in need of an eye transplant, and the only eyes that were available were those of a cold-blooded killer. Well, the adverts, they're gonna sing about it.
Into a private water, realize that I
Oh!
Request. It's the Forgotten Rebels on Generation Annihilation. Aaron will be doing the next show coming up at 1 o'clock. That's Power Chord. So for the next 45 minutes, you got Frank. I'm not filling in for Aaron, but I'm doing his show because this is Show Swap Week here on CITR. That was, by request, Evelyn Dick from the Forgotten Rebels. And Chris Houston moved back, and hopefully he'll be coming back to Vancouver and doing the Evil Twang once again. Before the Forgotten Rebels, the Circle Jerks doing Wasted off of Group Sex, one of the first bands that I used to go and see on a regular basis and get in the pit. Remember getting messed up quite a bit, but it was all in really, really good fun. And prior to the Circle Jerks, it was the Earaches out of Seattle, Washington. They got back together again and put out a 45 a few months back. But we heard a track called All My Fault, the only track that actually has an organ on it. And you can find it on the better record stores around town, or definitely if you head south of the border on Steel Cage Records. That's the Earaches from 1979. We heard from the Weirdos doing Happy People, a band out of the L.A. punk rock movement, and the Addicts doing their classic Chinese Takeaway, and the Adverts with Gary Gilmore's Eyes. So right now, take a listen to a couple of these spots, and we'll be back with more Generation Annihilation.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
New York is driving me crazy! Hiya, this is Tomato, the Screamers. The Screamers gotta get back to L.A. We're playing the Roxy July 19th, 20th, and 21st with the original biblical gospel singers. Wow! If you missed our last show, you better make it this time. And we're even doing 2 shows a night. Ay-yi-yi! Remember, the Screamers at the Roxy July 19th, 20th, and 21st. Who knows when will be your next chance to see the Screamers?
Wanna be the man? Is it he or is it God? Don't you see it now? You don't. You like to
Thank you. In entertainment, take it as entertainment. So please don't take it any other way. We'll be right back.
So if you don't already know this, the Transmitters released a new CD of previously released material. That is a CD called Busy Singles, which is a compilation of all of their early 7-inches. They're made available on one small plastic disc that will actually fit in your shirt pocket. So, but if you don't already have their singles, which I highly recommend you do, because, you know, they're awesome, and they're going to actually be worth quite a bit in the very near future. Transmitters doing Glamour Girls. Before that, Where's Captain Kirk, performed by Spiz Energy, and that's actually off of a Uncut Magazine compilation called John Peel's Festive 15. One of his top 15 tracks, Where's Captain Kirk, from Spiz Energy. And we heard some live Stiff Little Fingers with their classic, which everybody out there knows. Crass, most people probably hate Crass. I dug Crass when they first came around. Some of the not-so-noisier stuff is the stuff that I liked, but that's their, do we call it their classic? Do They Owe Us a Living? From 1977. But who would have ever figured that members of Crass would ever have a hit? Chumbawamba, I believe, remember that song? So I think they even performed on television. I think that's kind of sacrilegious. Would members of Crass actually do that? Well, some of them did. We heard from the Screamers from Los Angeles, Vertigo, some live material performed at the Roxy. No, not the Roxy here, but the Roxy on the Sunset Drive in 1978, the Screamers doing Vertigo. You are listening to Generation Annihilation. My name is Frank, the host of Rumbletone Radio at GoGo here on CITR Wednesday afternoons. This is Show Swap Week on CITR. Let's hear a spot from the Biltmore. When we come back, we'll hear from Adam and the Ants. That's right. I'm going to play Adam and the Ants on Generation Annihilation. But don't worry, it's none of the songs that you're probably familiar with. I'll be right back.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, so back to Adam and the Ants. You know that Adam, actually, before he called himself Adam, was going under the name Stuart Goddard. 1976, he started things rolling. He had a band called the B-Sides. Actually, I'll play something from Vancouver's The B-Lines later on in this afternoon's program. But in 1978, at John Peel Studios for the BBC, Adam and the Ants recorded this song called Lou. It sounds nothing like the Adam and the Ants that got to be relatively popular. Adam and the Ants, Lou, 1978 on Generation Annihilation.
Let's go!
Bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
You got a promise, Skeeter, don't mean you own the world.
you look, you don't know nothing, baby. Not even shit, bitch. Do me a favor. Do me a favor, man. One tiny thing. I'll give a knife.
I need you to get out of my life. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There is a wire inside my brain. Circuit in your head, and our world is dead. No more things. Wiring all I need, and it feels so real. And it turns me on when it wants me to. Send away and get one too. My brain, no more pain. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There is a wire inside my brain.
time to the liquor brawls and the liquor lines. Saturday nights and the Sunday flirts. She looks good in those worn-out shirts. But maybe it's me and maybe it's them. It's probably the lot of us choking on them. Saturday nights and the men in skirts. She looks good in those worn-out shirts. She looks good in those worn-out shirts. She smiles from her head to her toe. You know what a blood got on these shows. So there's one of you. She can see right through. Backseat lover,
be a damn cover man.
Backseat tail,
be a damn cover man.
Backseat
crew, be a damn cover man. Be a damn cover man.
Then it covers up the damn. Then it covers up the damn. She looks good in those worn-out shirts. She looks good in those worn-out shirts. I'm king of Lash's Creed. Put me down one of these days. I'm gonna bust a photograph. So there was one of you. She can see right through. Oh, backstreet lovers.
In a damn cover band.
In backstreet tail.
In a damn cover band.
In backstreet room.
In a damn cover band. In a damn cover band.
Playing covers of the damn. Playing covers of the damn. Playing covers of the damn.
Playing covers of the damn.
Playing covers of the damn.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation. My name is Frank, the host of Rumbletone Radio, Go-Go here on Wednesday afternoons, covering the Generation Annihilation program, the Rumbletone Radio way. But I can top her. Actually, I think Aaron's going to top it off because he will be doing this in just a few short minutes. And I'll come back and I'll tell you what we just played.
Let's go! You're scaring me!
It's only a dream. 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 It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That's right. So Aaron will be covering the Power Chord program as soon as I wrap things up, which I'll be doing shortly. So let me just tell you about a few of the tunes, actually all the tunes that we just played in the last set, ending with the Dish Rags doing Bullshit from 1978. And when the Dish Rags got back together again to play the show for the celebration of the Vancouver Complication CD, when it was released on CD, Dish Rags definitely stole the night. The girls still looked hot, and they certainly performed and sang. It was a good time, so hopefully the Dish Rags will be playing again in Vancouver soon. We also heard the Partitions doing Change. Vancouver is the Royal Grand Prix that only seem to get together every December. They did Damned cover song, Wasted Lives, former Vancouver band doing Wirehead, which is a song that gets covered by the Beelines, current band from Vancouver, who we heard right before Wasted Lives, doing Busy Man. The Beelines also cover Wirehead during their live performances. Played the Dwarves, Get Out of My Life, from probably 1986, a band that I tend to play on Rumbletone Radio at Go-Go, but thought that was punk rock enough to play on Generation Annihilation. And The Jolt, not The Jolts, but The Jolt. Don't know anything about them. If anybody does, call me quick, 604-822-2487. I want to know about that band. They did No Excuses. The Templars did Down, or Doing the Dirty, and Business, Smash the Discos. Adam and the Ants, that's right. Started off that lengthy set with Lou, a song that they performed live in the John Poole BBC Studios in 1978. It's 1 o'clock. I'm out of here. I'm leaving you with the boys. Stay tuned for Power Chord.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Tonight, Chicago! Brutal!